James Donovan from Avonmount site at Bristol.
Okay, so this is a transit site.
Yes.
The idea is that people can come in here and stay for a while. Where would they be going from or to coming to stay here?
They could come from Birmingham, they could come from London, they could come from anywhere. They could stay a week, they could stay 2 weeks, maybe a month, there's no problem. But just this, we were told over here, we were told this is my place down here, where I was. Down there, I was down there for 2 years paying rent, everything, right? Cause no hassle, no bother, everything was 100%. Bailers came here one morning and took us over. I'm across down there for the last year by myself. No electric, no water, no showers, no nothing. So I don't know how we're fixed at the moment now.
Well, look, just this is a bit different to the traditional gypsy traveller thing, isn't it? Where gypsies would park on a common or on a piece of land. I've even seen them staying up at on the road, the motorway feeder road into Stroud, just on the grass next to Starbucks for a few nights.
Mm-hmm.
So you've almost like given in. You're saying, right, we're going to stay here permanently and now we're going to pay rent.
I'm willing to pay rent, and all my mates just come in here was paying rent. Everyone's one was paying rent, right?
How much?
Well, someone could pay 100, someone could pay 200 pounds. Right, that's the way it goes.
Did it go up? How did it start? What was the rent? Did they change it year to year?
I don't remember now. I'm only here for the last couple of years, but my rent used to be $100, $150 a month, right? Everything, water and everything, right? But we used to pay it, no problem. There's no problem paying the money, right? But just that, I got a bit of hand out here. But some of the other people coming in and out, messing with rubber and stuff like that, we couldn't stop them. Do you know what I mean? Because it caused a bit of an uproar over us.
So other people were coming in and dumping.
Yes, and there wasn't even gypsies. Six people, I seen them out there doing this. I was looking at them.
So this is basically fly tipping?
Yes. Yes, yes, that's what mostly was.
So you have to sort of almost police that yourself.
Yeah.
People here saying, oh, God, we got a flatbed transit unloading rubbish, and you have to go and sort them out.
Sort them out. We had to sort them out loads of times here, right? But we didn't want to do this, because why? It's not up to us.
No. It should be your landlord's
yes,
job.
That's his job. But it wasn't up to us to do this work. That was their job to do. That's what they have cameras there and everything for. Do you know what I mean? But we didn't dump rubbish here, right? I'm a scrap man, I do get a scrap sometime, right? But gentlemen, I would like to be back in this site. This was a good site, right? I would like to be back in this. A bit of comfort and cleanness.
Well, yeah, but you see, people would say, hang on, you've got a motorway next to you, you've got electricity pylons just over there, there's an incinerator, there's a sewage works across the way.
Listen, it's long enough this side open. This side is open for the last 20 or 30 years, right? And no one ever complained about it. Listen, gypsies is used to this kind of life. Listen, they're like Indians, to be honest with you. They're used to this life here, right? And we've no problem with it. We don't care about machines and dual cars. That's not us.
So we're stood here. There are around about, I think, 20 pitches here. Each place has got its own water supply, its own wastewater supply. Mm-hmm. It's got a little toilet block. I mean, it looks brilliant.
It looks fairly good.
But there's nobody here.
No one here.
What happened?
What happened was, we got conviction notices to move over here. I got one, and all my friends, my daughters got them.
Now, this is around about spring, May time.
Yeah. They got to move, and be honest, was three of us going into court and we're trying to go into court, and all of them would say, no, we're not going in this and that, because we didn't know what we're going to be charged with. To be honest, there was all allegations about this place here. Some fella was doing this, some fella. There was no one doing anything.
And why? What was the excuse they used to close the site then?
That it was because of rubbish and stuff like that.
It's a fly tipping.
And over the sewage is all blocked, and they wanted to clean out the sewage and all this kind of work. Right. Listen.
Well, they can do that while you're here, can't
they? Yeah, they did it before. There was another guy here before us. He was here on this site, and they were cleaning up all this site, and he was over there in the corner. I can't mention his name, but he was here. I know he was here, right? And everything was 100%, right? But why would they leave it empty when everyone was paying? If this is a site for travellers, and this is our country here, like moving and going. Right, listen, I didn't move. I've been here for the last 2 years. I was very happy here for the last 2 years. I used to keep my place clean down there, power washed every weekend. Every weekend in my life, all power washed. My bin of rubbish used to bring it up there and deliver up the gate. Then they came in here one morning with bailers, and we had to move. We just had to move.
So how many were here at the time?
At the time, there could be, this was full. All this place was full. There could be 20 of us, 30 of us here. Now, listen, we had some bit of rough guys coming in now too, but as I said before, we could tell him what to do. That was up to the council to do that ourselves, not us. We can't do this. We can't tell him what to do.
Not really. This often happens on sites. People who are living there have got to almost do their own policing sometimes.
Listen, and it would cause a bit of hassle and trouble if we went up to them. Now, we did go up to them a couple of times, and we told them no rubbish up in here. But, yes, we're willing to pay our electricity bill, water.
Look, the idea is surely that these places like this is somewhere for travellers to stay for a while, but not permanently.
No.
Because you're not a traveller if you're staying in the same place permanently.
Can I? Listen, the way it was here, when you come in here, it was 3 months on and 3 months off. That's how it worked here, right? Now, listen.
You were here more than that.
I was 2 years. Right. Over 2 years down there. Right, it's a bother no one. I used to go up there and pay my councilman his money. Right, I had no problem. There's any rubbish getting dumped, I go up and tell him. I said there's rubbish getting dumped around the place. Yeah. Right, but
so you're no trouble to them. In fact, you're helping them out.
I helped them, and listen, as I said before, I keep a couple of horses. Anytime a horse came to the road, I helped out the police with them, took him in over the roads, did them. Right, some of them weren't mine. I did everything I could. I am over there across the road for the last nearly a year. Right, no water, no electric, no nothing. Right, lives in misery.
So they have cut the water off now. We've just got a couple of lads here installing a new water meter. Yeah. They were telling me so that they can turn the water off from a computer in an office somewhere.
Yeah, they can't do that. They can't do that, right? But the new rule now about this site is that you have to be registered somewhere in the council to get back into this site.
Well, yeah, but it's all locked. They say it's going to open soon, do they reckon?
Yeah, they reckon, I'd say January, right, it'll open. But what I'm saying is, if the rules is rules, yes, that's the council has a job to do, right? But if there's rules, and every person does his own job in his own pitch, right? That's the way it's going to be. I understand the council, all have money, moving rubber chair and everything like that. But listen, they can't put it all in one man. They can't do that, right? As I said before, there's 30 people here, so there was over 30 here. They're all caravans, they're coming and going. We could stop them. How could we stop them? We could send them. Because why they tell you, we don't own us. No. That's what them cameras is there for.
If you own the land, you could do it yourself.
Listen,
I would say it's only, shouldn't cost too much. Anyway, look, we're stood right next to a grave here.
Yeah, that was.
I want to just say something, because that obviously shows that an attachment with the land.
That is a friend of mine, my son-in-law's brother. Right, he lost that baby here. The Lord was in the poor child, little angel, a while back. He comes here every week and cleans it all up, so he do. And he never lived here. He couldn't live. That's his angel. And he was put out. Now, he got a house, but I was talking to him a while back. He's not happy in the house. We like a pitch. Right, we like a pitch and said that we can come and go.
But also, what about connections with, say, you're obviously children here. Are they able to go to the local schools and that sort of thing?
All the kids was here was going to, and still going to the local school. My two daughters' kids is all going to school down here. My daughter have to travel 15 miles to bring her kids to school, right, from now on Penny Hippie Bridge, right? And as a matter of fact, she was in town, she wasn't happy. She's not happy in the site. She'd rather be in the pitch, right, that she can come and go, right? The guy of this child here got Angel, right, he's the same way, come and go.
Do the traveller kids ever have any problem with the schools?
No. I know everyone in this town, are all settled people. I know everyone, get on very well with them. Matter of fact, I think I'm embarrassed with them. I go to their weddings, I go to their parties, right? No problem with them, it's not the people. And as I said before, right, I've seen guys out there, I won't mention no names, dumping rubbish out there. And why they all put their back on top of us? Can't be done.
They're dumping on you.
Yeah.
Anyway, take us through what happened in June, because that was when the council bailiffs came in and evicted everyone. What was it like?
It was horrible, to be honest. It was horrible, because I'll tell you why. We had no place to go. Right? We were shifted all around the roads. Or in the with the course, some of my guys didn't go to course, some of them were supposed to go, some didn't go. They were afraid they were getting charged or something that they didn't do. Because this camera up here, we got letters with guys saying this and that, and that one of the councilmen did do it. Works the man here, Steve, the man did it, right? He said that everyone was doing this and doing that, and we pushed him. No. Did it all made up pages. We got four or five times here, the bailiffs landed here with letters to get us out. We wouldn't go. And then the last court, we got a heads up that the Bears won't land it, and they did land it. The Bears landed, very nice guys, 100% of men. I was shifting stuff for, well, I'd say that day at 2 o'clock, it'll 5:30 that morning. Right? No sleep, I'm 56 years of age now, right? And I don't know if I will, I'm a diabetic, right? And I was shifting. I just had a pain in my head. The bailiffs came in here, 2 police with them, very, very nice men. Just, she said, lads, please, can you pack up? We went, I'm across the road for the last year. That was it. There's no such thing as, I asked them, can we get a place to go? They said, we got no places. I got no place, and I'm across the road there, as I said before, and my daughter's in an apartment up there, and I have another daughter over on the site. They don't want to be there. They want to be here. We're like a group, we're ourselves. We stick together, we're ourselves, right?
I mean, in a way, what's happened is the 30 people or so who were here gone. Have been dispersed.
Yeah, gone out. Yeah, we'd got a chance to go to court, but we're afraid to go to court. Because we didn't know what was going to turn in front of us. Listen, I'm not an educated man. I don't know how to read or write. But I know about property and all that stuff, right? And I know about sites, right? They just came, stood back, and loaded up everything and out. Turned to caravans. In the matter, one day, everyone was gone. There's bits of peace turning around. I understand there's bits of peace around. Everyone was gone. Everyone was turning around the place. Now, for the last year, they're moving here, they're moving there, they're moving behind the apartments there. Listen, they're in muck and dirt.
The council, Bristol City Council at the moment, are saying that their city is the UK centre for human rights.
Probably, could be that. Could be, all right. No, I don't know much about that.
Well, that's what the council is saying, but it doesn't sound like they have much respect for gypsies and travellers.
No. Listen, a gypsy will be always a traveller all his life. Listen, no matter what he owns or what he don't own, he'll be always moving with a caravan, listen, or something like that. Because why? Always in the summer, gypsies always move, right, for a couple of months and back again. But we got no chance here. We got no chance. No chance here to do anything, right? When we were out that gap, we were out. That was it, right? There was barriers and blocks, big pillars and everything put in front of us. Another fault, we were treated like animals. Animals were treated better than us than we were brought there, right?
What would you say to people who live in houses listening to this that are wondering, what is the appeal of the insecurity of the traveller gypsy life?
Me, I can speak for myself, and probably some of my daughters is, they don't like houses. My daughters don't like houses, they don't like closed in all that. We were brought up on the road, right? My father and my mother, all their life on the road. And that's our culture, living on the road, right? And now, sometimes, listen, some people sometimes might move into places where they shouldn't be, right? We have to agree in that one, right? But what's this site doing? What's this site locked up for? This site should be opened up, right, and give everyone a chance to say, here. I know it happened here a lot of times. I'm only over here for the last couple of years, 5, 6 years, and I know what's happening here on this site. But listen, it's going waste now. It's going waste. And the travellers turn around the road there, no place to go for the Christmas, right, no heat, no nothing. And what's this site doing?
So that's another side, isn't it? Heating. I mean, a lot of people living in their houses with their central heating on or their gas fires or whatever will be thinking, I'm glad I'm not a traveller in this cold.
Correct. And as I said before, listen, I know the biggest part of settled people in Bristol. Nice people. Very, very nice. I get on very well with them. They get on very well with me. But what I'm saying is, why is this site closed down? Yeah. For what?
It's a good question. It's a very good question.
What is it for?
I mean, these guys who are working up here today, they're not in anyone's way. There could be people staying here, living here. The council could be getting a bit of rent for it.
Listen, my point of view is people should be back in this site. Should be back in this site. Why is come up to Christmas now, cold and everything, right? No showers, no nothing, right? Some gypsy people in houses that have their own yards. But listen, ours, we like keep moving about.
So what keeps you going?
What keeps me going, to be honest with you, is myself to keep going. I keep going by myself, and I keep a couple of ponies, keep me occupied, right? My daughter's up and down to me. I've just seen all my wash to my daughter, right? She takes care of everything for me, right? Just lucky that I have her, right? Oh, for that, I've been in trouble. And I'm 56 years of age, and I don't feel well, man. I'm diabetic, right? So in here I should be, right? In here, I should be in a yard. I wouldn't take any yard, right, long as I'm water, shower and stuff inside, and I'm willing to pay for it. David Knockholt.
Are you English or Irish?
I'm an Irishman. I'm in Ireland for the last 50 years. I'm over here for the last couple of years. Like it where it is. I like it with Bristol. I get on with everyone. 100%. My daughter's getting on with everyone. My son-in-law is here, right? I have a couple of brothers here. One down the country and one up the country. Right, they have their own places. But I like Bristol, and that's why I'm here. Right, because I get on with everyone here. Right, I don't cause no help to no one. I don't get into trouble. I don't get involved with law. I don't get involved with that kind of work. I keep myself to myself and do my own thing. And I wish we were back in this size. Because this is a bit lonesome over there where I am now. I'm over there by myself, right?
Well, you're next to some sort of like big industrial warehouse.
Warehouse, right? I'd love to have people in here because you could go up there in the evening and have a chat with them, right? I'd come down and I'll chat in the evening and have a chat. I kill, but over there where I am, there's nobody.